Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday team workshop call. And this morning we are going to be primarily addressing questions and answers because I know lots of you have questions. First, I wanted to just go over a couple of items.
Yeah, she's got 14 pages here.
14 pages. Well, most of them are questions, just in case nobody else has questions. The announcement this morning after this call at 8 a.m. Pacific time, there is going to be, you know, the integrated weekly call schedule. Suzanne Steele is going to be talking about how to get started, and that's going to be a Zoom call. And are you guys, does everybody know how to get on those calls? Were you able to, do you have the, Dave Johnson sent out an email last Saturday, but it came through the broadcast. So if you need to search for it, you look for Magnetic Leaders Broadcast, and it came out last Saturday, and it has the Zoom link, and it has the telephone number to call up. And so, you know, if they're going to have a PowerPoint or something, it's good to be on the Zoom. Otherwise, the phone call, you know, calling in works perfectly fine. This morning, I would imagine that I have the slides.
Unless Jack Ensign is running the call and didn't know that there was a special
login number. I know, but now you know, so next week you'll be prepared.
ID and password.
So does anybody have any questions or comments about those the weekly calls? So there's a schedule, and there's calls every day, Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, and then Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock Pacific time that are primarily product presentations. I see the one on Wednesday as a business preview. And then every day at 3 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Again, primarily they're either
Pacific times we're talking
Pacific
about.
Times, right. They're either product training. Well, there's how to contact and invite. There's how to gather customers. And then again at 6 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Thursday.
6:30, huh?
Monday through Thursday.
6:30.
And they are, so there's calls for everybody. There's calls, you know, for your customers to be on to learn about the products. There's previews, you know, like On Guard for Your Health. There's for your business partners to take a look at NECAN as a business, and then for your business builders, how to, the steps to build a business, like how to get started, how to gather customers, you know, how to do all the parts of building a business. So there's calls for everybody, and so hopefully you guys all have the schedule so that you can see where the calls are, you know, what time they are, and you have how to get on so you can invite people to get on.
Well,
but does anybody have a question on that or a comment? Have you been on the calls?
And you can raise your hand. Some are muted out because of background noise. One thing, the meeting number for all these calls is 776-0832783.
That's the Zoom link. 776.
I have a comment. Yes, please.
Yes, this is Ruth, Jack and Carrie. So just so you know, this Saturday's call, Suzanne Steele is in an area where she lives. Her internet connection is not that strong. So I believe Brody Craney's doing it for her today until she gets to a place where she has stronger internet. So just as an FYI.
Oh, thank you. Well, that should be awesome. I mean, Brody is a great presenter and we'll probably learn lots. So, you know, let's be on if we can. Now, there has also been a change. These, we're going to be all posted on NECAN's website. NECAN has now decided because, you know, we do not work for corporate. We're all independent consultants. And so they are going to be posted on the Royal Alliance, and I don't know if they're posted there yet. They are being recorded, and they're going to get posted there.
Well, here's the catch on that is everyone, because everyone is a separate host, all those hosts have to send the recordings someplace. So we're going
to
send it.
We have to send
okay.
them.
So where we're going
to
send it.
They're all, you're all logged. Jack, yesterday we logged on with that central ID. So if everybody's logging on with that central ID, they're all in one location.
Oh, good.
Well, okay, thank you, Julie. And Julie was a lifesaver yesterday because anyway, she got the meeting started because she overheard Brody Craney talking to me, and I was trying to do a couple other things, and she got the meeting started. So thank you, Julie. And
welcome.
And you know more about this kind of stuff than I do, I'll tell you that.
And then Dave called us. Dave Johnson called us yesterday and was, you know, telling us about how they're going to be on the Royal Alliance.
We're brainstorming it still.
So it's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress.
But it's a great idea to have all these support calls and to have, you know, to have both live calls that you can invite people to, plus to develop a library of recorded calls on each of these subjects. So as you have customers, as you have people interested in the various products like bone health or the KVB, that you'll have you know, calls that you can plug them into that are recorded. If you have people that are interested in taking a look at NECAN as a business, or if you have business partners that are wanting to learn how to build their business, we'll have this library of recorded calls to plug them into. So I think, you know, it's a work in progress, but it's you know, it's a great way that we can all work together to just make it smoother and easier for everybody. All right, so next thing is this morning I wanted to talk a little bit about the headline of the call was make sure that we all know how, you know how to earn $600 to $1,000 this month, you know, and if you want to earn lots more than that, which of course I know many of you do, it's by duplicating that with your team.
Scale it up.
Right, it's right. It's to scale it up. And so we start with the, you know, to earn $600 this month, you get out the consultant price list, and you'll see columns in the price list. There's PV, so that's points, the personal volume points, and there's CV, commissionable volume. Then there's consultant price, and then there's taxable retail. So you'll see all four of those columns, and you look in the taxable retail column, and if you sell $1,875 of products at retail in a month, that would be $1,500 at wholesale. So you can just see those two different columns. You know, you can keep track of what you're selling.
1,500 points.
Right. No, dollars.
Oh, wholesale. You're right.
Wholesale dollars. And you earn the difference between the wholesale and the retail, so the difference between $1,500 and $1,875 is $375, and you'll get that as cash in your check. And you will also then we get to the points. So you look in the point column, and in the U.S., the wholesale price and the points are the same. Now, in Canada, the points are different than the wholesale, so you got to keep track of the points. Actually, the computer keeps track of the points for you, but when you have the 1,500 points, you would then, you know, you will have earned the 225 NECAN reward points. So you add that together, the $375 cash and the 225 NECAN reward points, that adds up to $600, essentially, dollars of value that you got. And so, you know, as we duplicate that in our teams, help people to do that, then, of course, our checks will grow, too. If you wanted to earn $1,000 cash in March just from your own retail sales, if you sold $5,000 of products at retail, that would be $4,000 at wholesale. So you earn the difference between the $4,000 at wholesale and the $5,000 at retail. So that's $1,000. You'd have $1,000 just from your retail sales in your check. Plus you would also get those NECAN reward points is the 225 NECAN reward points.
And it actually turns out that the 225 reward points is worth more than $225, right?
Well, because that's the wholesale value. And so if you turned around and sold that at retail, you would earn more than that.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you duplicate that with your team, your checks will really, really grow. And one of the things that we want to duplicate for sure is the 500. We want to all of us have at least our 500 QPPV, Q meaning qualified, and qualified meaning it's from retail sales. So our 500 each month, and that also earns us 25 of the NECN reward points. But as we make sure we have 500 each month, and as we duplicate that, like with three people on our team, that's how you'll start moving forward in rank or helping people on your team move forward in rank. Because, you know, if you have 500 and you have three people that each have their 500 QPPV, that would be 2,000. That would have moved you forward to senior or a person on your team to senior. And then as they duplicate, help their people duplicate that, it's going to move them to executive and on to silver. And you can look Rick Murphy on pathfinders.biz. When you look under tools, there's the NECN plan. And when you look through that, one of the pages shows the power of numbers and simple duplication. And it shows, you know, when you have your 500 points and then you help three people to have their 500 points, it shows you'll be a senior and it shows that you'll make $125 from that. Plus you'll make, that doesn't include your retail. So, you know, like we were talking about, if you had sold you're 500 for sure at retail, but you might have done 1,000, you might have done 1,500 at retail. So you have that, you know, add that in there too. And he says that on his chart that the numbers that he showed does not include your, you know, your retail sales. So then as you duplicate that, so as you help your three first level people that have their 500 points, to help them each find three that have 500 points. You can see on the chart, you keep moving up in rank, executive, 317 in earnings, then silver, 1,315 in earnings, then gold, 2,757 in earnings, then platinum, 7,860 in earnings. And it has little circles, so you can use that to help show people how as they develop these little, you know, little business units of each person that's doing at least their 500 of qualified personal volume per month. And again, that can be lots more, but at least the minimum, how that you build the team and how you start to build your residual income. So that can help us all be more clear when we're sitting down with somebody and they're saying, you know, well, how do I earn money? First, we start by gathering customers and earning that difference between the wholesale and retail, and then we start to duplicate that in our teams, and then you can show them the chart as they expand their team, how their check will expand. So let's go ahead and start with the questions and answers. And I had a couple of questions. Well, maybe should we just open it up and see if somebody has a question?
Okay, raise your hand.
I have plenty of questions if you don't.
Raise your hand with 5-star, please. Okay, Ruth Lowe, your line is open.
Hi, so I just wanted to share with the group that last week I spent some time with Ben Woodward and we developed a training video, and NECN is just polishing it up right now, and then they will post it, but he told me it was being posted in the back office of NECN. So I did How to Make Money Based on Retail, Auto Ship, and an explanation of the NECN reward points, and it was about 18 minutes. So as soon as that comes out, we can share. It just spells it all out on how you make the money, and I'm hoping that it's pretty simple and direct. So I just wanted to share that. That should be coming out shortly.
And where did you say it's going to be found?
Well, Ben said he wanted it to be in the back office as part of the training videos for NECN. But I don't know if that's where it's going to end up, because what you just spoke about earlier – about being under the Royal Alliance, because we're all independent, I don't know, because he's the one that asked me to do it, because I showed him numbers in Logan, and he wanted me to go over it with him, and I showed him my presentation from Chicago. So we created a video together.
Yeah, and the reason for them putting it in the Royal Alliance is NECN is responsible, you know, directly to the FTC for for the things that we say, and
everything that's on their
everything that's on their website. And
if
we put it on our website, then
it gives them
another. No, that totally makes sense.
Okay, Pam Barnes, your line is open.
Yes, I have a question. This hasn't happened to me, but it happened to a downline. Has anybody washed their sleeping bag yet? When my downline had a customer who did it without much success.
Pam, I washed mine and I didn't have an issue. I'm trying to think if I put it. I don't know if I even put it in the dryer. I might have just put it on air in the dryer.
Well, my first question was, did they use an agitated washer? There's an agitator in the washer. We all know not to do it that way, but it didn't specify that, of course, about washing. But so you've washed yours and it did fine. The batting
didn't get screwed up. But I have a front loader, so there, right, it was probably better off in the first place. There was nothing else in there. I just used a natural wash detergent. And then I think I only put it in, like, on an air fluff in the dryer, and it was fine.
Yeah, that's what I usually do
and
on my blanket.
For the rest.
Did you use cold water?
I have a customer, Pam.
Probably, yes, Jack. I don't recall, but probably.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I've never had any problem, but I wash them very carefully, but I haven't washed the sleeping bag. So when I got the call, I just said, call Nikin, because there's so many variables here on how she did it. So I didn't know if anybody else had had any changes in their sleeping bag once they washed it.
Karen has her hand out.
Well, Pam, I think that's very important, and I think it's probably that agitator because we took something to the laundromat and washed it, and it had an agitator, and it just made a big mess. So I think, anything that has, like, you know, like the quilt, anything that has filling, you know, fluffy stuff inside of it, you don't want to use an agitator machine. You just want to use one that, you know, that tumbles it around but doesn't have that agitator in the middle.
Yeah. Well, and that's how I've always washed them. But anyway, that might be something for all of us if we have clients that buy them, say to them, you know, now this can be washed, but it has to be in a non-agitator.
I think so, Pam. And I think maybe it's we could send that notice to Nikan, too. I mean, I think that would be good for them to put it on there. On the quick reference sheet or whatever, make sure that you don't you wash it without an agitator.
Okay, any more questions or comments? Raise your hand with 5-star, please.
How about, does anybody have a question on how to read the new genealogy report? When you look at your genealogy and you say, you know, now it says Q, meaning qualified, meaning from retail sales, QPGPV, so that's your qualified personal group volume. And then there's the column that says qualified, you know, QPPV, so qualified personal point volume. So when you look at that, you know, it only shows, when you look at your personal, your qualified personal volume, if you placed any orders yourself at wholesale, it will not show in that QPPV column. And so you kind of have to keep track of that yourself. And it also does not show in your personal group any of your consultants that are in your personal group, your directs, your seniors, your executives. Any orders that they place at wholesale will not show in your QPPV volume on your genealogy. It does show under your group volume, their orders. Their wholesale orders will show under your qualified personal group volume, but not in that qualified PPV.
Anyway,
that gets too confusing. The qualified personal point volume column, it doesn't show. And so when you look at your genealogy, lots of emails and calls from people that don't, you know, how to read it, how to understand it. And so that's how it works. So one of the things is, now that, you know, we really have a new paradigm shift, a new mind shift. We used to always, you know, ask people if they want to buy wholesale or retail, and we'd sign them up as consultants so they could buy wholesale. Now that Nikan has lowered the prices, you know, in November 2nd in the U.S. and Canada, Niken lowered the prices on the majority of the products, and some quite a bit. I mean, a lot of the products are the new retail prices lower than the wholesale price used to be. And so now the new paradigm is customers buy at retail, and it would be a good idea for all of us to consider placing our own orders at retail. And there's quite a few reasons why, because when you place your own order at retail, it'll show up in that QPPV volume, and it will count towards your Niken reward points. So again, you know, if you have 500 qualified personal points, you get 25 Niken reward dollars. If you have 1,000 qualified personal points, you get 100 Niken reward dollars. And if you have the 1,500, you get 225 Niken reward points. So if you place your own orders at retail rather than wholesale, it'll count towards that. And it also counts towards you advancing in rank. It'll, you know, adding up to be having enough points to go senior or executive or silver. It also counts towards you qualifying to be paid on your personal group and qualified to be paid at your rank. And as you become, you know, as you're silver and above and you need 5 or more retail sales in order to be paid on your breakaway silver legs, it qualifies for one of those, you know, one of those retail sales. So there's a lot of reasons to place your order, not at wholesale like we used to, but at retail. And you will get the difference between the retail and the wholesale in your check on the 15th of the following month. So it doesn't cost you more. Now, it will be included, you know, for your taxes. But if you keep track, you know, keep records, and any products that you demo or that you buy that you're going to use for samples, you can deduct those, and you can deduct the price you paid. So if you paid retail, you can deduct the retail price. So you can, you know, keep your taxes low by keeping good records. So does anybody have questions on that?
Raise your hand with 5 stars. Some of you are
you guys
muted.
Are getting really smart. Getting out. And to make sure your team knows this, too, because when we first got this change, when you look on the genealogy and they had the Qs in front of it, we had lots of calls and lots of confusion. So just to help make sure everybody on your team understands this.
Hey, I just see that we have Bill Cottle on. Maybe Bill introduce himself to the group. He's busy. Oh, he's busy. Karen said. Okay.
He's unpacking.
Sorry, Bill.
So, and another question that's pretty much related to that is how to get paid, and there's been a lot of confusion for people how to get paid since we made this change. And again, if you're not yet silver, 100 QPPV, so again, 100 points of qualified volume from retail sales. And again, retail sales can be from your customers' retail sales, or they can be from your own purchases that you place at retail, and you can also do retail auto ship. And so you need 100 of those qualified personal points in order to be qualified to get your rebates on your purchases and your personal on the CV, you know, on the CV commissionable volume. And also, you know, as we move up in ranks, just like we were going over, in order to get paid at the higher ranks, we need to have the qualified volume. Like, so if you're a silver and you need 2,000 personal group points, they now need to be qualified points, meaning they don't have any of your wholesale purchases in them. And so, again, if you have any questions on that, please raise your hand.
Pam Barnes, you're open.
Okay, I just wanted to state, because I had not received an email about our Niken reward points. Sorry, I'm winded. I'm cardio striding up and down the driveway. But when I called Niken, I said, I want to check the email because I haven't gotten told. And they said, well, we aren't. Everybody needs to call us to find out. So
wow.
I just want to put that out there because there might be others like myself that didn't realize that.
Yes, that's a good point, Pam, and that's what we actually ended up getting an email yesterday that about our Neekin reward points, so maybe they are emailing us, but it's always a good idea to call and find out how many Neekin reward points you have because you can save them and to find out how long they're good for because you can save them and accumulate them for up to 6 months, you know, if you want to use them on a larger purchase. But you want to use them before they expire, and you want to use them all on one order so that, you know, there's none left over because if there's points left over, you lose
they're
those
gone.
Points too. So
Becky Dragon.
I have seen emails and things that have said they were going to send out an email in March telling us what those were. So is that not the case now?
Well, that's a good question. I got an email, and I've seen several of our downline have let me know that they got emails. But like Pam's saying, it's a good idea just to check with Neekin and find out how many of them you have and when they expire.
It'd be nice if they tell us what day the email will come out so we know. But
I have another similar. Okay, so for you know that now we with our customers can go on to Autoship. They can set up their own Autoship. They can change their Autoship. They can change the ship date of their auto ship, like if they're going on vacation and they want it to ship earlier or later, just like we can. And if they buy consumables on auto ship, they get the 25% off. And when they do that, when they're in auto ship, you know, so they've gone on to buy something at auto ship, and the consumables, the price that shows, it doesn't say it's 25% off, but it is. I mean, if you look at the price list, the price it displays is 25% less. But for you to keep track of how you're going to get paid and your points, anything that they buy at the 25% off, it's also 25% off of the wholesale price when you're figuring your, you know, your commission between the wholesale and the retail. And it's 25% off of the CV, and it's 25% off of the points. So when you're adding up your points, of course, that'll show automatically in the computer, but the CV doesn't. And just knowing how much you're going to get paid, just know that, you know, every time when they buy at 25% off, Neekin's computer takes 25% off of all of those things in their computations. So do you guys have any questions on that? Does that make sense?
Just like
yeah, on the 40% off. I know that confused. Lots of us. That's confusing on that. Okay, who else has a question?
I think we're...
Oh, my goodness. We're out of time for questions. Well, I had a couple other things that I wanted to share real quick. Like, if you want to see your customer orders, you go, you know, you go into My Business, then you look under Customers, then you look under your customer list, and then you can see there, it says their name, and it says orders, and it's underlined, and you can click to see what they ordered. If you want to email your customers, you go under My Business, and then you go under Communication Tools, and then you go under the Email Broadcast, and then you go under the Filters, and you take off, under the Filters, you'll see Customers, Direct, Senior, Executive, Silver, Gold, you know, all of those. And so you uncheck everybody except the customers, and then you refresh it. Also at the top, when you first go on, you have the choice. You want to select your entire downline. You know, you don't want to just have your breakaways or something like that. You want your entire downline. And then the filters, you want to only have the customers, and you want to refresh. And then at the bottom, there's the place to put the email that you want to send them, the header and the body of the email. And it does not spell check. So I always copy the email that I'm composing, and I put it in my, you know, in
word
my
processor.
Yeah, your word processor. I just put it in an email to myself, and because that shows all the spelling errors, and I can correct them. And then I copy that and paste it back in the Neekin one. and then send it. But that's how you can send emails to all of your customers.
The other advantage of doing that is if for some reason your computer shuts down or something, you probably got it saved in email.
Exactly. Yeah, I've had that problem multiple times. And then again, if you want to email all of your consultants, you do exactly the same thing, except you unclick the customers, because if you don't do that, the email that you're thinking you're only sending to your consultants is also going to go to your customers. So you want to make sure. I did that by mistake once. Okay, so Tyra has a question.
Okay, Tyra, your line's open.
Yes, I didn't hear all of what you said about AutoShip when you were talking about what's 25% off. You said 25% off points, 25% off CV.
That's it.
Yes, and 25% off of, yes. So,
the press.
The customers get 25% off the retail price, and so then there's also 25% off the wholesale price, and, you know, you get the difference between the two in your check. And then you take 25% off the CV because you'll get a percentage of the CV points based on your rank. And you take 25% off of the points, the PV value, because that's what, you know, you need to add up for you to be qualified and to get the Nikken reward points. So,
and Team Kaizen.
Yeah, all of those things, when you look on the consultant price list, you'll see those columns. First there's the PV, then the CV, then the consultant price, and then the retail price. And so when they buy at 25% off, Nikken's computer takes 25% off all four of those figures.
Oh. Okay, I'll go in there and look at it then. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Pam Barnes.
I want to just add this. Bernadette McBurney told me this on a WebEx. I thought it was great. When you go to your main MyNikken page, go down in the right where you have all those options in that one first box, and it says orders. If you click on that, that will show you all the orders placed under your ID. Because I had a downline who told me she did a $1,000 order. I asked her to wait and let me help her. She decided to go ahead and do it at midnight. She did it all as wholesale, not as retail. And so I thought, where's her order? It doesn't show. But if you do that, you can quickly track everything that's going on.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for that.
Because
Pam.
There's going to be some. That also signaled to me who did not understand the new program completely.
Yeah, so you guys, you know, on your homepage, like Pam's saying, when you go into, you know, MyNikken on your homepage, over on the right-hand side, there's a bunch of choices. Like there's charts and graphs, and there's orders, and there's new customers. There's all kinds of things you can check. So, Pam, you're saying you click on orders?
Yeah,
click on orders, and it'll all come up. And then I knew her order was in there, but it wasn't. It was a wholesale order.
Okay, super. Thank you for that. Working together,
sure.
Light as a feather, we'll get this all figured out. Thank you, Pam. All right. Well, we're a little bit over time, and I don't see any more hands up. So you guys have a super Nikken day, a super Nikken week, and be on the Getting Started Zoom call that's coming up if you can make it. I know it's going to be recorded. We just don't know where it's going to be at. So be on it live if you can. So, yay, team.
Blessings,
thanks
all.
For being on, everybody, and thanks for sharing.
We love and appreciate you. You're awesome.
Bye.
Love you.
We do 100%.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Infinite love and gratitude.
Yeah.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.